Lazoon Jis, Kuru Hiden Ereden.
Lesson 2. Introducing yourself. In this lesson, there'll be gaps when you should repeat what you just heard, then the phrase will be repeated for you again. Krenenem tort. What's your name? Krenenem tort.
Krenenem tort.
Krenenem tort.
Krenenem tort.
Bob, when we say Krenenem tort, we're saying literally, what the name is on you, because that's the idiom in Manx. An enum means the name in Manx. Kre is what? Krenenem, what the name? Ta ort, shortened to tort, means is on you. Ort means on you. Krenenem tort, what the name is on you? What's your name? Krenenem tort.
Chris, Krenenem tort.
Bob. A fuller response to this could be Ten enum orum, Bob. Orum means on me. So the name on me, orum, is Bob. Ten enum orum, Bob. Krenenem tort.
Ten enum orum, Chris.
Ten enum orum. My name is.
Ten enum orum.
Ten enum orum. Ten enum orum, Bob. Another shorter response to Krenenem tort, what's your name? Krenenem tort could be Mish Bob. Mish is simply I or me in an emphatic way. Mish Bob, which is rather like saying me Tarzan, in fact, so Tarzan actually uses a Manx idiom. So Mish Bob means I'm Bob. Mish. I'm. Mish.
Mish.
Mish. Mish Bob. Krenenem tort. What's your name? Krenenem tort.
Mish Chris. Krenenem tort.
Mish Bob. This is the most common response to Krenenem tort because it's quick and easy to say. There are other ways of finding out who someone is. Kwai us means who are you? Kwai is a question asking who. Kwai. And us means you in an emphatic way. Us. Kwai us, who are you?
Kwai us.
Kwai us. So, in reply, you could just say your name or say either Ten enum orum Bob or Mish Bob. Krenenem tort.
Ten enum orum Chris. Kwai us.
Mish Bob. When using mish, you can, for even more emphasis, say, She mish Bob.
She mish Chris.
Or, She Bob mish.
She Chris mish.
All are perfectly acceptable ways of introducing yourself.
Krenenem tort.
Bob. She Bob mish. Krenenem tort.
Mish Chris. Tenenem orm Chris.
If you want to find out what his name is, then we say, Krenenem ter. What the name on him. Er means on him. Er. Krenenem ter. What's his name?
Krenenem ter.
Krenenem ter.
If you want to find out what her name is, then we say Krenenem turi. What's the name on her? Uri means on her. Uri. Krenenem turi. What's her name?
Krenenem turi.
Krenenem turi.
So let's meet some imaginary friends now.
Krenenem ter.
Tenenem er Juan. Krenenem turi.
Tenenem uri Mary.
Again, there's that other way of using kwai, the question who. Kwai eshen, who's he?
Kwai eshen.
Kwai eshen.
Kwai ish, who's she? Kwai ish.
Kwai ish.
Kwai ish.
In answer to kwai eshen, who's he? Kwai eshen.
She eshen juan. She juan eshen. Tenenem er juan. Eshen juan.
And to Krenenem turi, what's the name on her? Who's she? Krenenem turi?
She ish Mary. Tenenem uri Mary. Ish Mary. She Mary ish.
So, let's recap. To ask someone who they are, you can say, Krenenem tort, what's your name? Krenenem tort.
Chris. Tenenem orum Chris. Krenenem tort.
Bob. Mish Bob. She Bob mish. You might ask, Kwai us, who are you?
Kwai us.
Bob. She mish Bob. Kwai us.
Mish Chris. Tenenem orum Chris.
To find out who someone else is, you can say, Krenenem ter. What's his name? Krenenem ter.
Tenenem er Juan.
Or you can ask, Kwai eshen. Who's he?
Kwai eshen.
Eshen Juan. She Juan eshen.
And in the case of a female, Krenenem turi. What's her name? Krenenem turi. Or Kwai ish. Who's she? Kwai ish.
Tenenem uri Mary. Ish Mary. As shene wash lazoon jis, that's it from lesson 2.